KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have rain and 42 degrees in Atlantic. We have picked up 2/100ths of an inch of rainfall here outside the KJAN studios over the past hour. We look for cloudy skies with rain to continue today and some areas of fog this morning, a high only of around 46 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Expecting moms and dads with young children are invited to participate in a siblings class at the Cass County Health System, or CCHS, on Tuesday, November 13th, beginning at 7 p.m. The siblings class is a free class that will be held quarterly at CCHS. It's geared toward children between the ages of 2 and 10 to attend with their mothers who are at least or past 34 weeks of pregnancy. The class includes hands-on activities like swaddling, feeding, diapering, and holding a newborn. All kids who participate will receive a special certificate with their very own teddy bear. Brooke Dreger, RN, says having a new baby is a huge event for a family. Everyone focuses on a lot of attention on the babies and parents, which means that they often overlook the older siblings. The goal is to recognize the older siblings and help them with this big transition. Dreger says, we want the siblings class to provide a fun night for the parents to connect with their kids while talking about the practical advice and skills to help the older child adjust to a new baby in the family. Reservations are required for the sibling class. To do so, you can call the CCHS OB department at 712-250-8862. Almost one-third of Iowa's counties, including locally Adair, Adams, Audubon, Guthrie, Fremont, Harrison, Madison, Ringgold, and Sac, are considered to be maternal care deserts. In a new report, Stacy Stewart, president of the March of Dimes, says 29 of Iowa's 99 counties are critically lacking when it comes to health care, specifically for pregnancy. Stewart says women in those counties are at greater risk of complications from childbirth, including the death of the mother, the baby, or both.
A maternal care desert is a county that lacks even the basic obstetric services to help mothers safely deliver their babies. The county will not have even one hospital that offers obstetric services, and also not have any OBGYN or certified nurse midwife.
Nationwide, about 35% of all counties fall into the maternal care desert category, and Stewart says a majority of them are rural counties.
But about 20% of all the women that live in maternal care deserts actually live in urban and metropolitan areas. So it doesn't mean that just because you live in an urban area that all of a sudden you've got all the resources available to you that you need.
More than 700 American women die in childbirth each year, and some 50,000 suffer life-threatening complications, making the U.S. the most dangerous developed country in which to give birth. Women of color are most at risk of facing complications, and black women are more than three times as likely as white women to die from pregnancy-related causes.
We have in the U.S. some of the worst rates of maternal mortality in the world. Our rates of maternal mortality have doubled over the past 25 years. What it means is that women are dying at higher rates as a result of pregnancy and childbirth as compared to women in other developed countries around the world. And that simply is unacceptable.
March of Dimes is launching hashtag Blanket Change, a social and video advocacy campaign focused on the iconic receiving blankets used to swaddle nearly every newborn baby. Other counties listed as maternal care deserts include Benton, Buchanan, Cedar, Clark, Davis, Decatur, Franklin, Grundy, Hancock, Ida, Iowa, Jackson, Jefferson, Jones, Keokuk, Louisa, Lyon, Pocahontas, Winnebago, and Worth. Seven Iowa communities are ranked among the 50 best mid-sized cities to live in, according to USA Today, and one Northwest Iowa city is in the top 10. Attributes include things like safe streets, available jobs, transportation options, and cultural attractions. Lamar's is listed as number 7, and Mayor Dick Kirchhoff calls it a high honor for the community. He says the report specifically mentions affordable housing rates as a major factor for Lamar's high ranking.
Housing, of course, is particularly inexpensive, with a typical household spending about $8,124 a year, about $4,000 less than the average annual housing cost nationwide.
The mayor predicts Lamar's high ranking may help with the town's economic development plans, though he says their biggest obstacle is finding people to fill jobs.
One of our challenges is to get enough workforce, personnel, particularly our industries, to be able to expand, for them to expand, and do what they want to.
Hand in hand with workforce shortage issues are housing shortage issues, and the mayor says they're working on that.
Just within this last year, we were fortunate enough to find developers and our local builders to put up 91 apartments or townhouses. We've built about 19 or 20 brand new homes here in town.
Most of those new dwellings are already filled, he says, with 85% of the residents being new to town. Other Iowa cities on the USA Today best list include Carroll at number 11, Johnston at 22, Pella at 23, Spencer at 29, North Liberty ranks 39th, and Storm Lake 47th. Overall, the top three towns listed are Perryton, Texas at number 3, Mandan, North Dakota at number 2, and West University Place, Texas at number 1. Elsewhere in the news, there's a tight race in Iowa's 3rd Congressional District as the incumbent faces a well-financed challenger. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Simpson College political science professor John Epperson says a lot of money is being spent on this race.
I think Democrats have a chance of picking up the seat, for sure, but Young and his allies aren't going to let it go, you know, easily.
Republican David Young has represented the 16 Southwest Iowa counties in the 3rd Congressional District for nearly 4 years. Cindy Axne, a small business person from West Des Moines, defeated two competitors to win the Democratic Party's nomination in the district. This is her first run for public office. To illustrate the stakes in this race, some big-name backers have campaigned for these candidates. House Speaker Paul Ryan, Vice President Mike Pence, and President Donald Trump have been in the district.
Remember this, a vote for David is a vote for me and our agenda to make America great again.
California Senator Kamala Harris headlined a rally at a community college for Axne.
And I want to thank you for everything that you are going to do to help Cindy, because we need her to be in the United States Congress.
And Harris emphasized that Axne could become the first congresswoman from Iowa. The split between active Republicans and Democrats in the district is nearly dead even. There are four other candidates listed on the ballot. Brian Jack Holder is the Libertarian candidate in the district.
The country has a lot of problems. More of us need to get involved in trying to help craft solutions that are amenable to everyone.
Holder runs his family's photography and videography business in Council Bluffs. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And Paul Knupp, a minister in Gladbrook, is the Green Party candidate in the 3rd Congressional District. Mark Elworth Jr. has run in federal and Omaha races as a candidate with the Legal Medical Now Party, and he's running in Iowa's 3rd District this year as well. Joe Granadette of Des Moines is an independent candidate in the district. And J.D. Scholten, the Democrat challenging Republican Congressman Steve King, says the end of the straight ticket voting in Iowa may give his own campaign a boost this year.
If you look at the 2016 election numbers, 4% of all the people who voted they've undervoted this race. They voted for president, they voted down ballot. To me, that is a Republican who said, I can no longer consciously vote for Steve King.
Those 2016 voters Scholten is talking about were picking and choosing among the candidates rather than checking the box to vote for all the Republicans on the ballot. Now that such straight ticket voting for all the candidates of one party is no longer an option in Iowa, Scholten says he expects more GOP voters to skip voting for King.
So now, with straight ticket off, they're going to have to see his name and make that decision. And I see that getting into a lot of people's heads.
There are 70,000 more active Republican voters than Democrats in the 4th District. King has easily won the district in 8 previous elections. But Scholten suggests King's hardline stance on immigration is wearing thin in the area.
When it comes to immigration and a lot of things, there's Democrats, there's Republicans, and 10 miles down the road, there's Steve King. And especially when it comes to immigration, because we have the pork plant in Sioux City that's been open up for about a year, in the pork plant that's going to be opened up in Eagle Grove, and both of them have talked about the need for an immigrant workforce.
And he says that small business owners all across the political spectrum are telling him they need workers. Scholten says the country absolutely needs secure borders, but it also needs an improved visa program to help businesses get guest workers. He said the process of becoming a naturalized system must be improved as well. He made his comments Friday morning during a taping of Iowa Public Television's Iowa Press program. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.